Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 30, The Finality of the Cross. The cross stands at the center of the Christian faith because it is the place where everything was finished. Jesus did not go to the cross merely to begin salvation or make forgiveness possible. He came to complete the work the Father had given him, his final words, "It is finished." John 19:30, were not a sigh of defeat, but a declaration of victory. The debt of sin was paid in full, as Paul wrote, "Having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross." Colossians 2:14. Nothing remained undone, nothing needed to be added. Many believers live as though the cross started something they must now complete. They imagine their obedience, devotion, or discipline must somehow finish what Jesus began. But Scripture teaches the opposite. The writer of Hebrews says that Christ offered for all time one sacrifice for sins. Hebrews 10:12. One sacrifice, one finished work, and because of that sacrifice, by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Hebrews 10:14. The finality of the cross means nothing can be added to what Jesus has already accomplished. This truth reshapes the way we understand our relationship with God. Instead of striving to earn his approval, we learn to rest in the approval Christ secured for us. Instead of fearing our failures will undo his work, we trust that his grace is stronger than our weakness. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. The cross leaves no room for uncertainty, fear, or the idea that salvation is fragile. It stands as the unchanging reminder that God has done everything necessary to bring us to himself. As this reality settles into the heart, it transforms the way we live. We stop approaching God as though he is waiting for us to prove ourselves. We stop imagining our spiritual progress determines his nearness. Instead, we begin to live from gratitude and confidence. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, not by works. Ephesians 2:8, 9. The finality of the cross frees us from the exhausting cycle of trying to earn what has already been given. This finality also gives us courage in moments of failure. When we stumble, we do not fall out of grace. When we struggle, we do not lose our standing. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. The cross has already spoken the final word over our lives, and that word is finished. We return to God not as people trying to regain his favor, but as children who know his favor was secured long before we failed. This is the power of the gospel. Jesus did not leave anything undone. He finished the work entirely, perfectly, and forever. The finality of the cross is the finality of our salvation, our forgiveness, and our standing with God. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.